Im einen Strom des herrlichen Flut, weiß wunderbar still das Land, doch strahlt und glänzt wie feurige Glut. Wem ist dieses Wasser bekannt? O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und zu diesem herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, O Laube, es fließt für dich. Wohin dieser Strom sich nur immer gießt, da jubelt und jauchzt das Herz, das nun mehr den köstlichen Segen genießt, erlöset von Sorgen und Schmerz. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Der Strom ist gar tief und sein Wasser ist klar, es schmeckt so lieblich und fein, es heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbar, ja, machet die Unreinsten rein. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Das Wasser, das Leben, das ist diese Flut, durch Jesu ergießet sie sich, sein kostbares, teures und heiliges Blut. O Sünder, vergoss für dich. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Wenn Durst hat der Kame, trinke sich satt, so rufet der Geist und die Braut, nur wer in den Strom gewaschen sie hat, da dann geh sie Gottes anschaut. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und zu diesem herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, O Glaube, es fließt für dich.
See, that's stream to us, it's real, eh? It's not just a song. That's the truth for your days, that stream. We've said it over and over again. See, we got... The devil knows we're right, eh? And that's why they put us in the outs, so I can tell whether you're anti-Christ or a true Christian. If you're a true Christian, a believer, that thing will put you in the outs. That religious system will put you in the outs. The soda mitjamer is going to put you in the outs. That soda mitjamer, that's that religious system. And got nothing to do with them, eh? We're part of that stream.
Liebe Schwester, sei willkommen, Hand und Kuss sei dir gereicht. Jesus hat dich aufgenommen, eine Jahr her. liebe Schwester, sei willkommen, Handen Kuss sei dir gereicht. Jesus hat die Sünde gebüßt, und dein Sohn dir bereit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Liebe Schwester, geh in Frieden mit uns hier in dieser Zeit. Glück und Heil sei dir beschieden, darum so sei doch bereit. Liebe Schwester, geh in Segen, mit uns hier in dieser Zeit. Bleibe stets auf Gottes Wegen, sei zum Leiden doch bereit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Liebe Schwester, sei stets wacker, denn was du gelobet hast, und trag wie ein guter Acker Früchte für die Ewigkeit. Bleib in allen abgeschieden, lieb nicht mehr die Eitelkeit. Such die Eintracht, such den Frieden, flieh träg und Sicherheit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Bald sind wir dort vor den Throne, wo die Krone uns bereit. Wo uns Jesus Gottes Sohne auf ewig uns befreit. O drum werde gar nicht müde, hier in dieser Leidenszeit. Dort sink ja die Schade Liebe, froh und frei von allen Leid. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Siehe, Freischte, wir die Seele, Dena Jesu Wunden nahm. Wehe, Tau zu Noah Sache, Zuflucht finde nicht verweilt. Amen, Amen, sei willkommen, allen waren wir bereit, dich zu wünschen mit den Frommen, Friede, Freude, Seligkeit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, sei
we got something to welcome people to.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Marriage Supper of the Lamb to invite people to. That Leonard and that Acadia guy, they got nothing to invite people to. Just more their communism. That's it. They don't have part of that stream. They're part of that Antichrist system. That's all it is. That's all that Hurricane system ever been. Just Antichrist. They were that being the leader of mine. Like I keep saying it over and over again. I've learned more in the last couple of months than I just keep learning, you know. And everything is coming down to fruition, like in the fall when harvest time. It's harvest time now, and everything has to come to fruition, spiritually speaking. And now that hunter, I think, is showing its true colors. It never was nothing. It never will be nothing. It's driven by an antichrist spirit because, like I keep saying, we got something to fall back on. We got those angels to fall back on that Jesus held in his right hand back in the book of Revelation. And then one of those angels was the angel to the church age of Laodicea. We fall back on that. And then we fall back on that angel to the church age of Sardis, the one that was the reformers, the one that was controlling Martin Luther was that angel, one of those angels. And that's what we fall back on. And then now those people after Martin Luther, they were just antagonists. That Peter Riedemann, he was an antagonist. They were just trying to, behind it was the spirit of Antichrist. And when, like I say, when God did something, that Antichrist spirit was right there to combat it. And that's all these people got to fall back on. They got to fall back on that Antichrist system, because it's all been for 500 years. That Antichrist system has been ruling. It's been writing their sermons and everything. Like I say, by the fruits you shall know them. We see the fruits of it. We went back to the scripture. This is going to be eternal life. Anything outside of that, outside of these seven stars, they're going to lead you to hell and that, because Peter Riedemann and these guys, they weren't part of that those seven stars. They were just sent in by Satan to combat what that seventh star, what that fifth star did back in the days of Martin Luther. And then that's what they got, 500 years of Antichrist servants. That's all they are. They got none to fall back on when they did their Gemeinschaft. My knife tut me dringen, der Gott in mir ein Kraft. Ein neues Lied zu singen von wahre Gemeinschaft. That's all lead you back to more communism. This Gemeinschaft is just communism. It's just the way the devil does. He hijacks everything, if you know what I'm trying to say. And he hijacked that word Gemeinschaft. And the English, it's fellowship, you know. But the German language has kind of twisted everything up. And they hijacked it. They call it Marshall. But really, the reality of it is, it's just more communism. It's just more what they had in the Dark Ages, when the devil was running the show. But then the reformers came in and they put the switch, the light switch on. And we're still part of that stream. We got something to invite people to. Continuing on with the message. Continuing on with the truth. Has been given to the church age of Laodicea. Just that simple. We got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord.
Come take my hand now. Let's agree together that all of our enemies will crumble at our feet. For whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. At the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. We got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. For many years now, Satan's tried to stop us, but the Church of Jesus is still alive. Like a mighty army, we keep marching onward. We got the battle with the Lord by our side. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. For many years now, Satan tried to stop us, but the Church of Jesus is still alive. Like a mighty army, we keep marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord by our side. We got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. He is sounded forth the trump that will never sound retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. First chant. We'll start at 1. First John chapter 4, verse 1. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit. Do not believe every preacher. Do not believe every religion. But test the spirits to determine if they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Many false teachers. The world is full of them, especially now in these closing days of time. And we got to have something that's solid. And here, by this you know the Spirit of God. That was Beck and John's hour now. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus as the Christ, who has come in the flesh, is from God. See, back then there was the controversy over what Satan was doing after the crucifixion. Satan, he never sleeps, eh? He never dies. He always tries to mess up when God does something, then he tries to mess it up. So that's why you and I, we have to be involved 24/7. And here, early on, he's trying to get his dirty fingers in there and mess up the picture, the clarity of it.
By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus as the Christ who has come in the flesh. See, it was all about Jesus coming in the flesh. And then that Antichrist, he came and tried to prove Jesus didn't come in the flesh. And he had a lot of people brainwashed to believe that. But every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ who has come in the flesh is from God. It's just very simple. And now here's the Antichrist. He's right on his tail. But every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God, and this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and now is already in the world. You are from God, little children. You have conquered them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world's perspective, and the world listens to them. See, what we're trying today now, we're trying to combat and expose that Antichrist spirit. And that Antichrist spirit, it's a lot more attractive to the flesh than the spirit of the living God. Because you can go back in history and you can see it. That spirit has always been around, back coming through the wilderness journey. That Antichrist spirit had working on Korah, Dothan, and Abiram, and they had the whole masses on their side. And so much when the earth swallowed them up, they went out and said, you killed the Lord's people. That's how strong that Antichrist spirit is. And here in these last days, in these closing days of time, that Antichrist spirit is out there rampant. See, back in the days of John, the controversy was that Jesus was not coming in the flesh. Because Satan had an agenda. He had a purpose, Satan. And then he began to start to water down who Jesus really was because he was heading for somewhere. And he was heading for Nicaea, Rome, 325 A.D. And that was his main first that got to make, destroy the Godhead. And then he succeeded 325 A.D. He had a church in an uproar and everybody was confused. They didn't know anymore whether Jesus came in the flesh or anything like that because what I'm trying to say, back in the days of John, he was just beginning his momentum. He was because he had an objective in mind. He was headed for Nicaea, Rome, and then 325 A.D. he brought in all these bishops and he had a council. They even had an emperor there to set the stage, and the emperor made a law that from now on we're going to disqualify that Acts 2:38 baptism, and we're going to bring in our own baptism. And Titus the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You didn't even have to repent. You just accept that diabolical satanic water baptism, and then you're off to the races. You're really off to the dark ages, because that was the birth of the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church went to the dark ages, and then God sent the reformers, Martin Luther, and dried his own and Martin Luther. The ink was barely dry, and here comes Satan again with these antichrists. And I can say it for a fact, for surety, that antichrist spirit, he began to work through these Andreas enterprises. That's because, and it's been working for 500 years underneath it, and it's all just a spirit of antichrist. And here, in these closing days now, we're exposing that thing. That whole other thing, it's built on by a bunch of antichrists. That's all it is. And now we're exposing it. It took me a long time to figure out. I was never comfortable in that system because it's not real. It's just driven by these antichrists. And now here you got all kinds of problems in these Hutterite colonies. They're just trying to devour each other, and then they split, and then they don't even know what's going on, simply because it's all driven by an antichrist spirit. It never was nothing, and it never will be nothing. And we're just exposing it here now. Mm-hmm. But here, in this end time now, here what we got to look at is the fact that God sent the prophet.
Amen.
And when except when you tell them that God sent the prophet and to take us back to water baptism in Jesus' name, they put you in the outs. That's how you can prove that they're not for real. That antichrist spirit cannot handle truth. And we tell them that God sent the prophet. Like I say, You're being put on the outs, and that proves it right there that that Hutterite system is not of God. It's of an Antichrist spirit. Because if it was of God, when you tell them the truth, they would accept it. Just that simple. I don't know how simple you can put it. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord. Most of all, Lord, that you give us an understanding of your word, Lord. And these closing days of time, Lord, you've allowed us to see a crystal clear picture of what's the hour we're living in and the things you've exposed to us over the last 40 years, Lord, to show, so we'd have a truth here in these closing days of time, Lord. We just pray you'll just continue to do with us as you see fit, Lord. Give us the inspiration, and we once again pray for those people that you put under our watch, under our orbit, and our jurisdiction, that you'll open up their understanding and open up their heart that they will be able to perceive, wherever they might be, Lord. We just pray you'll just give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And what we're going to talk about today is about that Hutterite system, how it's been, has always been invaded by these antichrists, and the people, they go brag, oh, we've been here for 500 years, and the Lord has protected us. No, Satan has not bothered persecuting them, because if why would Satan persecute his own, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He knows that now he's running the show, and now here, we're bringing out the truth. I had a meeting with them. I was in their council, and I told them that God sent the prophet, and that baptism that you guys have is of the devil. Well, see that if it was of God, then they would accept the truth. But the truth of the matter is, they could not accept the truth. That Antichrist spirit, that Antichrist religion cannot accept the truth. So what they do, they put you in the outs, and they take whatever they can get their dirty hands on to try to break you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple. For you and I, everything is so crystal clear. We were in there, and we were wondering, why can't we, how come we're not comfortable? And how come we're running into all these roadblocks? And I wanted a lot more than they had, and I could never do it. Every time I'd get going in the Lord, there I would come up against the brick wall, and I found out, as time went on, that brick wall was these preachers. And these preachers, they're driven by that Antichrist spirit. And then one day I just decided I'm gonna go right through that brick wall, and there, lo and behold, I found out it's nothing but Satanism. That's
mm-hmm.
all it is. And that's why I could never go beyond what they were trying to teach you. Well, that Antichrist spirit, he'll make sure you never get to the truth. He'll just lead you up to the truth, but then he's going to terrorize you for accepting the truth. And so that's all that thing is. It's just a game they're playing, and we've got to the bottom of it. And now we're on a roll. We got that thing all figured out. We got it now. We got something, like I say, we got something to fall back on. We can fall right back when Jesus, just before he went to the crucifixion, he made a promise. This is eternal life. You want to walk through this very slow. Before Jesus went to Calvary, he warned the people, this is going to be eternal life. I'm going to go up. I'm going to get resurrected. I'm going to go to heaven. But I'm going to sit as a high priest. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to send back seven angels. And these were, and John seen him in his right hand, bearing the book of Revelation, when he was out in the island of Patmos, when he was excommunicated, just like they're doing with us. He was out there in the island of Patmos because of the word of God. He stood for truth
mm-hmm.
for his day. So they put him out where there's only wild animals, and they figured the animals were going to get him, but God protects even from wild animals. And he was out there. Then the Lord Jesus came to him, and he turned around, and he saw Jesus. Maybe you should read it. I don't think people ever read it. You want to just read that?
Which one?
Where John turned around, Revelation chapter 1.
Okay.
Where John turned around and he saw Jesus standing there with the seven stars.
Because
mm-hmm. that's the promise that he made. I'm going to send you. This is eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And here as time went on, 96 A.D., there he was, out on the Isle of Patmos, and there was that promise that he said he's going to send.
Okay, I'll just see how it goes. I'll start in verse 1, then I'll go down. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must happen very soon. He made it clear by sending his angel to his servant John, who then testified to everything that he saw concerning the word of God and the testimony about Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy aloud, and blessed are those who hear and obey the things written in it, because the time is near. From John to the seven churches that are in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from He who is, and who was, and who is still to come, and from the seven spirits who are before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from among the dead, the ruler over the kings of the earth, to the one who loves us and has set us free from our sins at the cost of His own blood, and has appointed us as a kingdom, as priests serving His God and Father. To Him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Look, He is returning with the clouds, and every eye will see Him, even those who pierced Him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of Him. This will certainly come to pass. Amen. I am Alpha, the Omega, saith the Lord God, the one who is, and who was, and who is still to come, the all-powerful. I, John, your brother, and the one who shares with you in the persecution, kingdom, and endurance that are in Jesus, was on the isle called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony about Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day when I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, saying, write in a book what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. I turned to see whose voice was speaking to me, and when I did so, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the lampstands was one like the Son of Man. He was clothed in a robe extending down to his feet, and he wore a wide golden belt around his chest. His head and hair were as white as wool, even as white as snow, and his eyes were like a fiery flame. His feet were like polished bronze, refined in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. He held seven stars in his right hand, and a sharp double-edged sword extended out of his mouth. His face shone like the sun shining at full strength. When I saw him, I fell down at his feet as though I were dead. But he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last, and the one who lives. I was dead, but look, now I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. Therefore write what you saw, what is and what will be after these things, the mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands is this: the seven stars are the seven angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
See, for you and I, it's very simple. See, we got something to fall back on. We fall back on that. So seven stars, and now here in the church age of Laodicea, we fall back on that seventh star. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, The mischief of God should be finished what he had declared unto his servants the prophet. We're now living in Laodicea, and in Laodicea, that angel, he found the vulgar course of Brother Branham, and then when he went off the scene, he took the vulgar course of Brother Jackson. When Brother Jackson went off the scene, we're all backing this up with scripture. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, who is then that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has found faithful and wise to stick with the program? And then he's given you and me the authority and the jurisdiction to put the finishing touches to that, because we're going to be found out to be that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had found faithful to continue on with the program. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. And now we're putting in the finishing touches. Like I say, we got something to fall back on. I was listening to that, I don't know who was preaching there the other day, and he mentioned Peter Riedemann. See, all they got to fall back on is Peter Riedemann. He was that Antichrist spirit. He was not, back in the days of Martin Luther, this was eternal life, that they believe in them. I will say, God sent Martin, that angel, and then that angel took the broken course of Martin Luther back in the 1520, and then he brought out the just to live by faith. And then for 200-300 years, all they had to do was to tell people that just shall live by faith. But see, Satan sits back, and I went into history. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not just beating my gum together. Satan went back, and he took people like these Catholic priests and all that. Peter Riedemann, he came out of the Catholic Church. Martin Luther and Andreas Enterprise, they were all just coming out of the Catholic Church. And now what the devil does, he saw what Martin Luther was doing. He completely stole away from him the Dark Ages. He brought the European world out of the Dark Ages and sit there, and nothing he could do about it, because God is more powerful than Satan, and he set it up that now Martin Luther just shall live by faith. And then that put that whole Roman Catholic Church out of business. But see, Satan, he's not dead. He went after, Martin Luther went after that papal system. Mm-hmm. But Satan, he's still going on. He stepped back and he saw what's happening, and so what he did, he just figured out a plan. And that happened in 1530, when these people started rising up, like Martin Luther, like Jacob Hutter and Andreas Ehrenpreis and all these religious zealots. All the devil did, he just took these people, and then he began to form his own. Mm-hmm. That's where these communes come in. And then Jakob Wittig started this commune. If you really care about your brother, you would take care of him and live in a commune type setting. And that really, behind the scenes, when you go through it with a microscope, it's exactly Roman Catholicism back again. Mm-hmm. That Hutter, I think, these Hutter, I call it. Mm-hmm. They're just first-class communism. They're just first-class Dark Ages. And then they got their Pope, and they're thinking that's been going on for 500 years. That's why I say their sermons and all their whole mechanism, it's all, they got to fall back on that Antichrist spirit. They can't fall back on Martin Luther. They can't fall back on Revelation chapter 1, where these seven stars are held in his right hand. See, we got something to fall back on, and we got something to deliver to the people. We got something to welcome people to. We got that finishing product. It's the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's just that simple. I don't know how simple you could put it.
That's right. And like it says in John 8, verse 48, he that is of God heareth God's word. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. The one who belongs to God listens and responds to God's words. You don't listen and respond because you don't belong to God. See, if you belong to God, you will hear God's word. Now, there's many antichrists that have gone out since the early church already. There was that antichrist spirit going out and deceiving people, and it's been out throughout the church history. You can see that antichrist spirit. It's not just here in the end time. It was moving out throughout the church history to deceive people. But here in these end times, things are coming to fruition of what everything was really about. What these movements out there are is the spirit of Antichrist leading people astray. If they can take you back to that Revelation 1 and to the fact that God sent a prophet in this church age of Laodicea, then they are part of that Antichrist spirit that will lead you astray. Because I know what I'm talking about. Growing up on that Hutterite system of religion, I knew that there was something not right, because my spirit and my soul, it vexed my spirit and soul, something about it. It was that spirit behind that controls it all, that Antichrist spirit. I could sense that Antichrist spirit. Like, and I did a lot of reading when the Lord saved me. I did a lot of reading. I read a lot of books, and I listened to a lot of preachers on the radio, because my spirit was searching for something. It was searching for something, and none of these preachers out there that I listened to, I could name you, like Charles Stanley, Swindoll, and James Dobson, and many more. Like nowadays, you have the Hagee, you have the Joel Osteen, whatever his name is. I never say it right, but you know what I mean. And all these, the Jimmy Swaggart, and these big mega church preachers out there, they still do not have the right foundation. And they will not lead you to the Revelation chapter 1. Back to that foundation, and they'll never do that, because I know I listen to all these preachers, and that's all the world preachers, that secular world out there, has to offer, and that's all they can talk about. Okay, they cannot give you more than what they have been taught, because they're not taught of the Holy Spirit. They're taught in their seminars, and Brother Jack Brennan would always call them little Rickies. They go to the seminars and they come out and they are brainwashed into a certain way of teaching. And that's just the way it is. They're not really taught by the Holy Spirit. And now when I left the colony, like, I knew there was something more outside of all these preachers that I had been listening to, all these books that I read. I knew there was something more, but I didn't know what it all was. And I kept searching. I kept, like, I kind of, in a sense, reminds me of Martin Luther. You know, when he was so, like, agonizing in his spirit, in his soul. You know, he knew that Roman Catholicism did not have it. And he was just agonizing over it. He didn't know what it was. He was studied in theology. He was a priest. He knew the Bible inside out. But if the Spirit of God does not shine light on it and gives that inspiration, then it's dead. And then one day, as he was walking up to do penance to that statue of Mary and kiss the Mary's feet, as he was walking up and doing his, probably saying his all his rosaries and everything and whatnot that they have, and that's what they think will save them. And then as he was walking up there, an audible voice spoke to him, and it says, Martin Luther, the just shall live by faith. And all of a sudden, a light bulb went off in his head, and the just shall live by faith. And there he had it, that treasure that he found, that treasure that he sold it all, and he pursued, and he bought that land, and he pursued a just shall live by faith. And he locked himself up for days, and he wrote out the 95 Theses, the famous 95 Theses that he had against Roman Catholicism. And he hung it up on the church door when he was done. And that blew that whole Roman Catholicism a deadly wound. It just spiritually wounded that beast, that Roman Catholic beast. So anyway, and the same way, that's how I felt when I came to the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. I found it. I found what my soul, my spirit was looking for. Now, anything outside of that out there, I don't care what it is. If they don't lead you to the fact that God sent a prophet that God sent that chief apostle to continue the work after Brother Branham. I don't care who it is. If you claim to be the biggest Christian, if they don't lead you to that, it is going to evolve into that spirit of Antichrist. It's just that simple. It cannot be any other way. If you put it into the realm of Christianity, if you put it outside of something else that God is doing, like in the movement of America, you're looking now, in being in the week of Daniel, that American spirit is coming back alive. And all things are going to have to be judged because of the ending of the grace age. All that church environment is going to go through a judgment. Because when you will look at the first church, where Jesus went to the good sower, went forth to sow the seed. And then the Antichrist came, right? The devil came and sowed his tares. That's that Antichrist spirit coming out. And then his servants wanted to root them up, those tares. And Jesus said, no, let them grow till the end of the age. See, then the end of the age, they're going to be bound in the bundles and going to burn up. That's that judgment that's going to face. But now it's evolving. Something else is starting to arise. I'm coming out now because God is starting to collect mortals to go into the millennium too. So there is different things starting to come about. But when you look at the realm of Christianity, we're talking about Christianity and that Antichrist spirit that has gone out. And the fruits of it you can see now. That Hutterite system was never really built on a good foundation. It was, and so now the fruits of it coming out, and there's all kinds of divisions in it. Now there's young preachers starting to come out, but those young preachers, they have not the foundation themselves. So if they don't have the foundation of themselves, they cannot lead you in a right direction.
Even to that, we're just staying with the program. We're just staying right now here, today's hour. We just throw how to test these antichrists. You just tell them God sent a prophet, and if they're of God, they will accept the fact that God did send a prophet, and from there that prophet did exactly what the Bible says. He will turn the hearts of the children back to the faith of the Father, back in Malachi chapter 4. Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet. It's the spirit of Elijah. It's not the literal. Elijah's that same anointing. And what he's going to do, he's going to turn the hearts of the children. We're the children now. And he's going to turn us back to the apostolic faith of our forefathers, which is Apostle Paul and Peter and all these early church Christian, that's where he led us back into water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because that was lost throughout the dark ages, and Satan perverted and polluted everything. Now everybody's getting baptized in the title of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's when I stop up to these other I preach and show your baptism of the devil. And then, of course, see, because they're not of God, they cannot accept it. They won't even look at it because they've been infiltrated by that Antichrist spirit. That global guard, Jake, he was just a first-class Antichrist. That Mike from Summerfell here, he was just a first-class Antichrist. Because how do you know? Well, I can prove it to you because I presented them with the truth. That's what that Antichrist spirit cannot accept truth. The same with that charismatic spirit that's out there rampant. Around the college and everything, and it cannot accept truth. Neither can that Hutterite spirit accept truth because it's not of God. You just present them with the truth, and like I say, early on, back in the days of John, it was the fact that Jesus was come in the flesh, and that was the debate back there. And then John said, if they don't bring that with them, don't even wish them Godspeed. And here it is end time. If you don't have the revelation that God sent a prophet, then we're not. We got nothing to talk about. We don't have, and we're not going to debate with you. You're just part of the Antichrist spirit, the Antichrist system. If you don't bring the fact that God sent a prophet, you haven't even gotten into grade one. You're not even in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. That's the fact of the matter here in these closing days of time. The church age of Laodicea, which we're in, and now here in this closing days of time, it's better God sent the prophet, and then he sent the chief apostle, and all we're doing, we're putting the finishing touches to it. And once that happened, once that rapture happened, it's over. It's over. Kitty barred the door. It's all over but the crying. And then he goes into that other chapter, goes into that, blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth. The grace age is over, and then now with such seat to Christ, and blessed is he that dies in the Lord for henceforth. Those people that were not ready to go into that rapture, they are going to have to give their life. Because I didn't write the Bible. I just see the program. I just see the blueprint. And all we're doing here, we're reading the blueprint. Because like I say, that rapture is the final chapter, the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. You can go read it in Matthew 22. We've been over it. That's our song and been our song and dance for the last 40 years. That's the fact of the matter. And like I say, we got something to fall back on, and we got something to invite people to.
Mm-hmm.
The Leonards and the Acadia, they don't have nothing to fall back on. All they got to fall back on Peter, the man who was an antichrist. He brought in, trying to combat what Martin Luther brought. I went into history, and I know when it rose up. Martin Luther came in 1520, and these antichrists came in 1530. It only took 10 years before they began to start breaking down what Martin Luther said. And all they were antagonists. They were like they were back in the days of John, when they brought in that Jesus Christ didn't come in the flesh, and before you know it, these antichrist spirits, they had a plan and a motive completely to disqualify water baptism in Jesus' name. And like I say, throughout the dark ages and even to this day, you're not going to find anybody that's going to baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's just barely a few. You have to go out of the country pretty well to find somebody that still has a bit of a revelation that you got to get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's all hidden throughout the dark ages. And all we're doing now, we're just bringing everything back into focus.
Yeah.
Everything back into reality. Everything back the way it's supposed to be. And we don't have a debate with these preachers because they don't know nothing. They're just they're just hirelings. They just happen to get a job to be preaching. Now you're a preacher without any experience or nothing. And the Lord's been taking us to his school for the last 40 years. Now we got something to deliver to. Like I say, we don't have no debate with them because there's no use debating with a bunch of antichrists. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that Hutterite system has ever been. But God, rich in mercy, has given you and I and put us on this chapter and this channel so that here in these closing days of time, the people that have a hunger and a thirst, all they have to do is come and partake of the waters of life. We let them that is a thirst come and partake of the waters of life. We let him that heareth say come. Let him that, everybody is welcome. That's why I say that song, Liebe Schwester, sei willkommen. We got something to welcome people to. And it's not a Peter Riedemann communistic system either. It's the marriage supper of the Lord Jesus Christ that we're inviting people to. And that's the only thing that's left open. The grace age is over. All that's left now is the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And that's this here message. The final chapter is right here, coming out right from what we're saying. You're not going to find nobody tell you that. Because if they do, they're not willing to be persecuted like you and I have. So you and I, we don't mind being persecuted. We don't mind being put in the out, because therein is the power of God unto salvation. It's just, Apostle Paul, he said, I thank the Lord for all that, that he would be found worthy to suffer for Christ's sake. And for the sake of cause, for the sake of truth. Same with John. He was out on the island of Patmos simply because he stood up for truth. he stood against these antichrists, and then they put him out on the island of Patmos, and that's what they did with us. They just drew you out, and they disconnect you, and like you don't even rate, and they put you in the outs. That's a good thing, because that tells me who they really are. When they put you in the outs, that tells me exactly their spirit of antichrist, and then because they put us in the out, that means we got the real thing. That's why they put us in the outs. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you. We give you thanks, Lord, for sending a prophet, Lord, to take us back to the faith of the early church. That seventh star that Jesus held in his right hand as he was standing in the midst of the seven golden candlestick, Lord, we thank you that you've given us that understanding, that picture, Lord. And we just want to present it to people, Lord, what that spirit of Antichrist is all about, how he's been moving throughout the church history, Lord, and expose all these systems of religion out there, because in it, the unfruitful works of darkness has been at work. So we just want to expose it. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.